on to Abel Danger, because you were back on TV this week, weren't you?
Yeah, and the reason people, you know, while it's really flattering when you're an investigative reporter, Ian, and you do this kind of work, you never know for sure, you know, you put it out there because you're, you know, you're following paths that are difficult to follow and you hope for the best. And this Brooklyn DA investigation has just vindicated everything most of what I put in cover-up with respect to at least the tenet of the investigation, what I covered in cover-up. And what I covered in A Thousand Years for Revenge, which is proof that the two attacks in the Trade Center were funded by bin Laden, et cetera, and it defies the 9/11 Commission conclusion, that conclusion is what the Abel Danger Unit found as well, independent, in 1999 into 2000. So that's why Congressman Kurt Weldon has embraced my work, and that's why I was up on Capitol Hill on December 20th talking to one of the committees that's going to, you know, be looking into this. I had a link chart, and it's on my website. I have a little flashing red Abel Danger section now on my website that explains, gives an overview and of the data mining operation, and it has a link chart that I put in both books, including Cover Up, that shows that in 1999, August 10th, the Defense Intelligence Analysis Center in Boeing Air Force Base in Washington, the heart of the DIA, was found direct links between Al-Qaeda then in 99 and the cell of Youssef and the Blind Sheikh in New York. Yet the 9/11 Commission completely went the other way. They claimed that the original cell was a loosely organized group of Sunni Islamists, that Khalid Sheikh was the architect of 9/11, that Youssef had nothing to do with it. They pushed the plot forward 2 years. They claimed Khalid Sheikh was a freelancer who just pitched the plot to bin Laden. That defies not only what I found, but it defies U.S. versus bin Laden. It defies the testimony of the African embassy trial that the feds conducted in 01 February. So that's why, you know, the Abel Danger thing is also a parallel and very important investigation.
Very good. And so when do these other committees, I mean, I know you said there's like three or four of them at work right now. When do you think they're going to bear fruit?
Well, I'm the most hopeful it will be if the House Armed Services Committee allows Congressman Kurt Weldon, who's now the co-chair, to actually run the hearing. And, because he's the man who's the most knowledgeable. He actually helped to fund Leave of the Land, information warfare activity at Fort Belvoir that actually did the data mining for, and Kurt Weldon in the beginning, you know, he's a conservative Republican. He saw this thing that happened on Clinton's watch. I don't know how much, you know, politics entered into it, but now he knows that this administration, Bush 43, for unknown reasons, was suppressing the information about a scandal on Clinton's watch. And I think I've convinced him that that the reason for that was because, again, it goes back to 1989, to the original investigation when George Herbert Walker Bush was in the White House. There was negligence on the part of the New York office of the FBI. They could have stopped Youssef then. And 8 years of negligence during Clinton, all the way up to 9/11 with Bush 43. And the 9/11 Commission, as I said earlier, conspired. And these are former Justice Department officials, former Congressional Oversight Committee people. They decided they were going to do a limited investigation to appease the American public, what amounted to a whitewash, so that they could take Ramzi Youssef out of the 9/11 plot. Why? Because if you take Ramzi Youssef out of the 9/11 plot, you remove culpability from the Southern District and the FBI for not stopping him in 92 when Bush 41 was in the White House, which I proved they could have done. And one of the key people in this case who should be called as a witness is Dietrich Dieter Schnell. He was the prosecutor of Youssef in the Bojinka case, Southern District prosecutor. He went on to be the senior counsel on the commission who determined the origin of the plot on Staff Statement 16, pushing it forward 2 years. And who did he rely on, Ian? Solely the word of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in captivity. That's like taking the word of David Berkowitz for when he did the first Son of Sam murder.
Right.
So anyway, you know, I believe they're Ollie North on the right, the Jersey Girls on the left, they're all united in believing that Abel Danger is another mechanism for reopening the 9/11 probe, and I'm very optimistic that it'll happen.